questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Hello, welcome to Ready, Steady, Learn, and hello, Chris, how are you? This is Chris Yong. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good.
Thanks for coming in. Chris, you're a photographer?
I am.
You're doing a Masters of Fine Arts, so that's quite the photography, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
At Elam, and you've just won yourself the University of Auckland Summer Scholarship, and you're undertaking a project about the geography of colour in past and present day South Africa.
Indeed, yeah.
Do you know much about South Africa, Chris?
Well, I'm South African, so...
Aha!
You'd think I would.
And you're a first generation South African. You were there for when it changed to the Rainbow Nation?
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
It was really interesting. It was an intense time.
How old were you when you left? Well, how old were you when that happened?
I would have been about 18.
Wow, so what an intense, what an interesting time to have been there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess, because I can remember watching some, like a couple of years before it was going to happen, and they were interviewing some white kids at a swimming pool, and they were just like, and they were just freaking out about the whole thing. But it happened, and I've met people, South African families who have come over here because they genuinely thought that when Nelson Mandela died, all the blacks were going to kill all the whites. That's why they came to live in New Zealand. Two families who thought that.
A lot of people come here because other parts of the world to escape that kind of brutality, and there's a lot of it in South Africa. But you know, you either like it and live there, or you move elsewhere.
I'm saying you must have seen some amazing stuff. Why go back and do a scholarship project about South Africa?
So a few years ago, I found out that I had a half sister. And we share a father, and her mother is Khoisan, and so it was really interesting to connect with her and kind of cross over the colour barrier, and an opportunity for me to go and really experience her way of living and you know, understand.
Was the reason that you didn't know about her because she was coloured?
Absolutely. So it was. Yeah, I found out when I was 17 originally, and we spent a couple of weekends together. My dad tried to integrate her into the family, and that didn't go so well. So, we didn't really have much to do with each other. But a couple of years ago, she reached out, I reached out, and we kind of connected. And this research project gave me the opportunity to go across to South Africa and experience her way of life and experience the new South Africa. I've been away for nearly 25 years, so it gave me an opportunity to really understand where the country is going and how she's kind of found her way in South Africa.
Well, I imagine just geographically and also personally, there must be so much you want to take photos, so many photos you want to take.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really interesting, you know, places that she took me to that were places where she frequented as a child, which were really rough and ready. And, I had a look at places like a golf course that I used to play a lot of golf at when I was a kid, is at Rack and Ruin. So it's gone to rubble, which I found quite interesting as how the country has developed in a different way.
And so what sort of stuff did end up being coming part of the project? Sort of shots?
To my half-sister Leanne, education was really important. So I spent quite a bit of time at her schools that she went to. And obviously there's a lot of barbed wire and a lot of run-down buildings. And you go to the schools that I went to and they're all pristine and really clean and well-presented even now. I had the opportunity to go to some of the best schools in the country.
Yeah, did you sort of use those in the project?
I used those in the project. And then also places that she frequented, like for Leanne, it was really important to spend time in a library. It was a safe environment for her.
Right.
So she had two or three libraries in her neighborhood that she would frequent. And it was really interesting because they behind barbed wire and, you know, really quite grotty on the outside. And not a lot of books inside, but enough to keep somebody, you know, engrossed in learning and reading. And whereas my lifestyle was all outdoors, either fishing or playing golf, and whereas hers is still around, you know, the libraries are still there, my golf course is just wreck and ruins, rubble.
Right, so, I mean, what was your sort of overwhelming feeling you when you left to come home or to come back here?
Well,
do you see a future there, or do you see it's a have they done the They've obviously done the right thing by getting rid of apartheid, but I mean, are they heading in a good direction? Because it gets a bad rap a lot of the time.
It gets a very bad rap. You know, the country has a lot of corruption.
There's going to be a lot of reconciliation after that.
Absolutely, reconciliation.
Amazing. I remember being a kid being like, that's the first thing I politically freaked out on was when I heard about what apartheid was, and I was 10 years old, and then we had the rugby tour over here, you know, and I couldn't believe that people did that.
It's unbelievable. And as a first generation South African, I didn't really have much of a history behind that. You know, I don't have that history of 5 or 6 Afrikaner generations who came into the country and, you know, took over the country. My parents are both English, and so I really had, for me, history was the there and the now, and you're right, it was horrible, you know, not something that was the right thing at all.
You're saying it's going to take a lot of the belt to get the balance.
It'll take a long time. I mean, the country is still really unstable. I mean, for me, it's unstable. I couldn't live there. The corruption and the security issues don't lend itself to...
Does it feel like people are trying, though?
Absolutely. You know, people like my sister now lives literally just around the corner from a girl that I dated when I was at school. You know, she married a white South African, an Afrikaner. So, you know, she has 2 kids with him and has a good job at the university. And, you know, so therefore, it's, you know, things are moving forward in the right direction. Yeah.
Well, and so whereabouts can people have a look at your project? Is it completed?
No. So at present, I'm still doing post production, just getting ready to print, and then take it to the framers. But on the 5th through to the 11th of March.
I always think it must be the hardest part of an artist's job, taking it to the bloody framers, eh?
Well,
ruin it.
It's the most painful, because then there goes the cost. Yeah. It's the most expensive. But we've got Project Space, which is at the main fine art building, from the 5th to the 11th of March, where myself and several other people from the scholarship will be exhibiting their work.
Cool. Hey, Chris, thanks very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Really
thank you
this
for
morning.
Having me.
Good luck with the exhibition. And
thank you.
Good luck with the rest of your career as a master photographer.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.